25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 11th. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Luke 11, 9 and 10. Devotional. Jesus' demonstration of prayer can be found in Matthew 6 and here at the beginning of Luke 11, and it was a direct response to his disciples' request to teach them. No doubt, they noticed his prayer life and relationship with the Father was special, not to mention Jesus' apparent favor in the performing of miracles. Teach us to pray. And so he modeled the elements of prayer and a simple approach to God, but then he teaches them to keep asking. Yes, talk to God, but ask for the good gifts he wants to give you. The Christmas season is a time of gift giving and receiving, but how often are we asking God for more of him? We can never ask God too many times. Continuing to come to him is a good thing because it proves that we know he's there. There's also something about a continued request that reinforces how important that request is to us. Like when you listen to your child's request for something you hope they forget about soon. If they continue to ask over a longer period of time, it must be important, right? Jesus impresses on his disciples that God is good, like a father who wants to give his kids good things. He's not holding out on us. He just knows what's better. But the door is always open to ask. Keep asking, seeking, knocking, and trust that he hears you. Prayer. Lord, thank you for always being available. Teach me how to pray in a way that increases my faith that you are good no matter what. Thank you for coming and living a life that demonstrates how much you love me. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.